Test 63, Section 3, Question 26. Here we're looking to resolve the apparent discrepancy or surprising fact. And what we have is it says a recent poll showed that almost half of the residents believe that Mayor Walker is guilty of ethics violations. So half the people think that Mayor Walker is guilty. However, 52% of those surveyed judged Walker's performance as mayor to be good or excellent, which is no lower than it was before anyone accused him of his ethics violations. So basically what we have is almost half believe that Walker is guilty of ethics violations, but 52% judge performance as mayor to be excellent. Now, we're looking to resolve this, and I kind of saw two separate things. One, almost half is less than 52%, so it could be that the people who don't think that Mayor Walker is guilty are the ones who give a good or excellent rating. The other thing that is a little interesting here is it says, which is no lower than it was before anyone accused him of ethics violations, so it hasn't changed. So we want to know, why do people seem to not be too concerned with these ethics violations, and or why hasn't it changed? So now we look at our answers. Almost all the people who believe that Walker is guilty of ethics violations had thought, even before he was accused, that his performance as mayor was poor. Well, that seems decent, because that would say, well, nothing's really changed. They didn't like the mayor before. And so if almost all the people who believe that the mayor is guilty already thought poorly, then it isn't going to suggest a change. It's weak, but if everything else is bad, it could be right. B, in the time since Walker was accused, there has been an increase in percentage of city residents who judge the performance to be good or excellent. That, if anything, makes it weirder. What we need to explain is why it hasn't changed, and that's saying it's actually getting better, so that would make it even stranger. So B is definitely out. About a fifth of those polled did not know that Walker had been accused of ethics violations. Well, but that doesn't really change a whole lot for us, because just because a fifth of the people polled didn't know that Walker was accused, I mean, that's 20%, but it doesn't really change a whole lot about why it hasn't changed much since the accusations came out. Walker is currently up for re-election, and anti-corruption groups in the city have expressed support for Walker's opponent. If anything, that would make it weirder, but it doesn't really say anything about the lack of change should be surprising. Walker's defended himself against the accusations by arguing that the alleged violations were the result of honest mistakes. That would make it so that it would help kind of explain how Walker has defended himself, but it doesn't really explain why that would be the case, because what that still fails to take into account is almost half the people think Walker is guilty. So why is the performance rating still so high? And so of these, A does end up being the best. It is the one that makes it so that there really shouldn't have been any change. And because almost those half of the people, so 40, you know, whatever percent, that believe that Walker is guilty, they also were the ones that didn't like Walker before. And so it really would not have changed Walker's rating a whole lot. And so therefore, A is the best answer.